LNB's audio diary for the 30th of January 2023. It is a Monday and it's just about 2:30 in the afternoon. I'm on my way to pick up Mrs. Bronx from her job. It's a windy day and kind of cold. It was probably in the high 30s most of the day. I think it's, right now it says it's 53, but it feels colder. But it was sunny all day and windy. We're supposed to maybe get snow again tomorrow. We still have a buttload of snow on the ground, not on the road, but on the ground, that hasn't melted because the weather hasn't really been conducive. If it got up to the 50s every day, with a lot of sunshine, more or less like today, I think most of this would go away pretty quickly. But we had a lot of overcast and cloudy days up till now. And tomorrow sounds like it's going to be another one. But today was a bright day and a pretty windy one. Okay, so let's see. This morning. Now, the way our routine works in on work days is that Mrs. Bronx gets up early. She takes like an hour to herself. She does her email and surfs a little bit and all that stuff. Plus, she takes care of the cats, right? Because she's got a very, she's very particular about how they're, you know, how much wet food they get versus dry food. You know, like a lot of pet owners, she's very particular about that stuff. So I let her handle it because she actually gets a lot of pleasure out of it. So she does that in the morning and, you know, some other stuff. And then she comes and wakes me, right? Because I don't need that much time in the morning usually. So that's our routine, right? So she came and woke me and I was lying on my side facing the window. And when she, and she doesn't have to shake me or anything. She just touches me and that's enough. So she touched me and I woke up, I looked up, and the first thing I saw was, and it was from my angle, right? From the angle laying on the bed, looking at it at a weird angle, was the upper corner of the window, right? And the window curtain from that angle, for a split second, one moment, it looked like a tall, dark figure wearing a hood, right? Tall, dark figure wearing a hood. And the first, I looked down and going, oh shit. Because, you know, there he is. The Grim Reaper right there waiting for me. He's saying it's, you know, there you go. Hey Dave, nice to see you. So, you know, and of course it's gone in a moment. It wasn't even a moment of fear. It was just like, oh, here it is. Well, I gotta tell you, you know, you can look at that one of two ways, right? You know, you can be highly disturbed by that, in that moment, and let it bleed over into the rest of the day, or you can look at it like I do, right? You know, any day that starts off like that, invariably, it's gotta get better than that, right? It's got to get better. You know, any day that starts off where, you know, what you think you see isn't real, you know, any day that it's not the Grim Reaper right there, it's going to get better after that, right? So that's how I chose to see it. But it made me laugh and still does. It was very funny because I've seen that a million times and it's never struck me that way. But in that moment, there it was. It was very funny. Very funny. So, let's see. I helped Mrs. Bronx, or I volunteered, I should say, at the shelter this morning. I took care of the rabbits. And then I ran and I picked up some carrots for them because they were out of carrots. I should have gotten greens too because they're low. But anyway. Other people do buy stuff, you know, and it's, again, it's all non-profit, so it's, you know, it's a non-profit organization, so most of this stuff is out of people's pockets. Sometimes if it's a big purchase, I'll give Mrs. Bronx the receipt and she'll get the money for it. But, you know, carrots, it's like $5-6, something like that. I'm not gonna complain about that. And I do it of my own, you know, on my own initiative. You know, I look at, you know, I use up the last carrots. They don't have any carrots. They may not get carrots tomorrow if somebody doesn't buy them. So I go and I buy them. So, whatever. So I did that this morning, and then I came home, and I, let's see, what did I do? I had breakfast. Another thing I bought while I was there was plain yogurt. And I've been using plain yogurt mixed with, you know, herbs and spices and stuff as a stand-in for, like, mayonnaise and stuff these days. I don't know if it actually is, you know, less fatty or less caloric, but as you know, dear listener, I have been putting myself on a diet. And up till now, when I've used that stuff, it treats me okay, and, you know, I've been losing weight. I am now down 20 pounds since I started this. And I'm pretty happy about that. So that I'm gonna continue. I'm not even halfway to where I wanna be yet. So there's a lot more to go. And very likely we're gonna have plateaus, we're gonna have setbacks, we're gonna, you know, the usual. And I'm ready for it emotionally, so I'm not too worried about it. I'm happy, I feel better. I do, by and large. I feel, you know, I'm not carrying around an extra 20 pounds all the time. That's not a bad thing, right? So, let's see. Today, I did that, and I made just kind of a chicken salad thing that I put on a bagel and went on from there. I worked on, I've been working on, I found this place online that does tokens for primarily board games, but anything you really want them for. And they can do them square they can do them any size you want, any shape you want if you contact them, but the default is square or round and different sizes for that, right? Plus they can do plates, you know, like tiles, as they call it. So, like, in my case, if I wanted tiles made that were cityscape or something like that, I could do that if I chose to. But I'm more interested in tokens for characters, right? Remember I think I said that I'd been putting, you know, just grabbing a whole bunch of character images off the internet and putting them into token form. And they'd be usable right now. They're usable for using on a virtual tabletop online. But I also thought it might be nice to have some stuff for in-person work, right? Because I do intend to pursue that locally. And I thought, well, I don't want to go down the route of figurines, right? Because that's, first off, it's a money pit. But secondly, it's a lot of time and effort painting, right? You know, I've done all this. I did all this 30 years ago, right? I know what all of this is like, right? The figurines are different now. They're not actually made of lead anymore. I used to have lead figures. But otherwise, it's the exact same process and, you know, painting and all the rest of that. And it's okay if you have, like, a favorite character and you want to, you know, lavish some time on that character, including, you know, getting a specialized figure made. Some people do, right? You can get that done. You can have a specific character made, made to order pretty much at one of these 3D print shops. There's a couple of them online, you know, Dwarven Forge and a couple others will do it for you. And it's very, very expensive. But if you have a favorite character and you play a game like, you know, say, D&D 5e, and you effectively just are never going to die, you're pretty sure that's never going to happen, You know, and if you have a DM where you can be pretty much assured that they're not gonna, you know, they might bring you to the point of death, but they're not gonna let you die permanently. And that's fine. You know, that's fine. You can have an argument back and forth if that's really the way to go. But if that's your game, that's your game, and that's cool. If you're having fun, that's all that matters. So you can get your specific character made as a figurine that you then paint up and play. It's its own thing. And if that's your character and you want to lavish time on it, that's great. But if you're creating a game or a campaign, I should say, and this really refers to a campaign. If you're creating a campaign and you want to have figures available for your players, that is a big money investment, but B, more importantly, it's a time investment. Because odds are you're not going to pay someone to paint these things for you. You can, that's a thing, and they even will, it's even possible to print in specific colors, the plastic for these figurines in specific colors, but you still need to work on them. You still need to paint them and stuff. That's a hobby all on its own, as far as I'm concerned, right? I had, my first DM a million years ago, that was one of his hobbies, painting these figures. And he had hundreds and hundreds that he painted. And, he got pretty good. He got pretty good at it. You do, after time. You always get pretty good. You if you learn some basic techniques, you your figurines in time become very nice. There's no way it can't. It's just a matter of practice. So he had hundreds and hundreds of them. And it was actually very cool. If he got new ones in, you'd go and take a look at him. We'd spend some time beforehand checking him out, and he'd talk about, where he got them and how much time it took to paint them and other cool things that he was doing. It's related to the hobby, but it isn't the hobby. The hobby is the game, playing the game, right? So he enjoyed that, and he had a nice setup in the basement and all this other stuff. Well, the next group that I joined and worked with, the DM didn't do that, right? He had a few figures, but only a few, right? And a lot of those he got for free. Like, I had several figures. I had, 10, 15 figures. I wasn't a DM at that point. I was just a player. Or if I took over DM duties in someone else's world or someone else or in someone else's game space, we use their figures. So I didn't have a bunch, but I had like 10, 15, something like that. And I gave them to him because I didn't want to carry them anymore. These were for, these corresponded to characters from another campaign that I didn't play anymore. So he got a bunch of characters like that, or a bunch of figures like that. So he actually ended up over time with, a fair number. Nothing like the other guy, but freebies here and there, and one or two that he bought here and there and painted up. He'd do it now and then. But that, as I say, it's a different hobby, So, in other words, this second campaign wasn't very figure specific, right? And a lot of figures got recycled. They were used again and again and again. Both campaigns, that was true too, especially of monsters and stuff. You'd use the same figures over and over. But that was okay, right? And not having a lot of figures was absolutely fine. There was no reason, in fact, to have a lot of figures in that campaign and with that style of play. We only ever broke out the figurines and the maps, the floor maps, when there was going to be a fight. Otherwise, you didn't need it, Unless there were, that very rare circumstances where he couldn't articulate, this really kind of strange, floor situation, and then he'd draw it out and we'd throw our figurines in there. Even if it wasn't a fight, it might have been something else, a puzzle or whatever. He would draw it out at that point, but that was rare. Mostly it's just for a fight, to figure out where everybody is, or where everybody is when the trap goes off or whatever, something like that. And as a result, we didn't need a lot of figures. It would have been pointless to have hundreds of figures because that wasn't the way we played. So all of this is to say that I don't want a lot of figures. I don't want to spend money on them. I don't want to paint them. And I don't want them taking up space. I just don't want them. I've gone down that route. I've done it all that stuff before, right? And I've decided that I don't want a lot of figures. If I was in somebody's regular campaign, I might go out of my way. I might get a figure. I don't think I'd pay top dollar to have one specifically printed for my character, but I might buy one and paint it up if I had a favorite character. I might do that. But as a person creating a campaign, in this case a Star Drifter campaign, I don't want tons and tons of characters, right? At least figurines for them. Tokens, on the other hand, that's a different story, right? I can have a lot of tokens available for people to choose from if they want to, Or they can create their own, or, you know, point me to an image of something that they'd like turned into a token and maybe produce one for them. You know, there are special considerations, but that's definitely a possibility. All of that is fine because those take up no space, right? When they're digital. Well, if they're in the real world and they're tokens made of cardboard, they do take up space, but not that much, right? And I don't have to paint them because the image is already on there. However, it can be expensive to get this made. However, I did find a place that the price doesn't seem that bad, right? As a result, I've decided I'm going to try to get a sheet of tokens. It's a sheet of 72 tokens. And these tokens, you punch them out, they're punch out, and you know, they're made of thick cardboard. And I'm gonna have those printed up, and I will have 72 characters that can be chosen. You know, I can also, you know, whip them out for NPCs and all of that stuff. And when I'm done, I can just put them in an envelope and carry them around. They can sit on the shelf and take up very little space, right? To me, that's worth it. Now, some people might say, well, you gotta have figurines, Well, maybe you do, I don't know. I wanna try it. And for a moderate price, it's worth a try, you know? Because if this does work, and I think it would, I would also need a map of some sort. I'm just thinking of getting a mat, you know, one of a mat, M-A-T, that I can draw on with, you know, I don't know, like dry erase or something like that. Something easy. Because I'm primarily thinking of Theater of the Mind for this game. That's my preferred gaming style, because that's what I was taught. That's what I know. If you play in a game where they have like all these beautiful 3D table settings, you know, the buildings and bridges and all of that stuff, if that's how you play, that's awesome. You know, that's great. To a small extent, my first group had some of that, because again, that was a hobby of the game master, but not to the extent that it, you know, that some people go to today. That sort of work, that level of detail that people went into in those days was primarily reserved for war gamers, not role players. And war gamers often did that sort of stuff, but I didn't see a lot of that, too much of that, in those days for role players. But anyway, I'm gonna give that a shot and see what it looks like, and I'll play with them myself when I get them. You know, first I'm not gonna mention like the place and the process or anything like that until it's all done. When I get it in my greedy little hands, then I'll talk about it, because otherwise it's, you know, if it was a piece of crap, I'm not going to endorse it. So at any rate, I guess that's it for today, because I am at the shelter.